What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Let Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem. My guest for today is Michelle Dominguez. He's a bodybuilder from the city of Carson, you know. You know, me and him go way back. You know, I've known him for a while. I've known him since high school. Now, I've been following him since, you know, those high school days. Actually, I think I know him from middle school, you know. So I've seen his transformation from when he was in high school now to the present day. And I got to tell you, you know, it's a big, big difference. You know, even in between, he was focusing more on, like, looking big. You know, if you see his pictures from those days and you compare him to his pictures right now on his Instagram, follow him, you can see the big difference. Like, he's cutting down a lot of weight. He's focusing more on getting lean and, you know, showing more of his muscles, especially because he's trying to do this bodybuilding thing. You know, you have to show the judges, you know, like, all your muscles. You know, I'm right here flexing myself, but looks like gelatin. So I don't do him justice. But follow his Instagram, follow him on Facebook, you know, and his Snapchat, so you can see his transformation. You know, I'm sure he's gonna look way, you know, he's gonna cut down even more weight. And he's going to gain even more muscle, you know. So if you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to, you know, make something, if maybe you're thinking of going into that, you know, that field, because I guess that's a field, right? You know, I mean, Michelle is a great person to, you know, not to imitate, but, you know, to just follow his steps. And I'm sure you'll get the results you're looking for, because, I mean, if it works for him. But I understand people have different body types and sizes. Like, he's going to mention on the podcast that, you know, his diet might not be the same for you, or his workout regimen might not be the same for you. But, you know, at least you could kind of see what a person that's actually in the, you know, in that field is doing to get to their goal, to his goal. You know, he has a competition on a couple weeks from now, July 4th. Hopefully you guys make it. You know, I'm sure he'll love you guys' support. I would love if you guys would go support him. I might make an appearance. I still don't know. That's also my birthday, the 4th of July. So hopefully if you're not with him, then hopefully you're with me, you know, partying, which I doubt it. If you go to Dave & Buster's in Irvine, you'll probably see me there, because I'm planning to spend my birthday there. I don't care. You guys can pop your fireworks. I'm going to be playing my games. You know, I'll be throwing three-pointers all day while you guys are, you know, popping fireworks. You know, but I'm kind of over that, you know, myself. My birthday's that day, so, man. And, you know, I live in the hood, so it's pretty much, they started, you know, a month ago, they started popping fireworks. Actually, not even a month ago, they've been popping fireworks, you know, forever. They never stop, you know, they don't care. So, you know, I'm used to it. And fireworks are like whatever now. I never got into it, but yeah. But, you know, let's stop talking about me. I know I'm already going off on a rant. You know, that's what I do, guys. That's what I do. But yeah, you know, I've known Michelle for a while. I've seen his transformation, you know, and I'm happy for him. You know, he's doing something he loves, and I gotta commend him from that. Not a lot of people do that, you know. Seeing him, I gotta say, you know, seeing him doing what he loves kind of inspires me a little bit to keep doing what I love, which is podcasting and comedy. Even though I'm not happy with the quality. But it's getting there. You know, on this episode, actually, I asked him about his workout regimens, his diets, you know, and I've heard something, you know, some negative things about supplements. And I asked him, you know, like, why is it so important? You know, why is it so important for him to take supplements? You know, and he schools me about dieting, you know. He actually blows my mind, you know. Like, there's this part where he talks about why he eats so much. You know, he compares it to when we're babies. But I'm not gonna ruin it for you guys, because I want you guys to listen to the episode. But, you know, that's a little spoiler, but not a spoiler. Yeah, I mean, actually, this episode's been, I mean, I've been trying to book him for a while, but, you know, I'm actually on my last podcast, but, you know, we had some scheduling conflicts and we didn't make it, but, you know, hopefully you guys enjoy the episode as much as I enjoyed having this conversation with him. I understand that. For some reason, I don't know, like, I've been making these episodes kind of long. It's, you know, close to 2 hours, but, you know, I can't help it because I get into the conversations that I'm having with them that I don't want to cut them, you know. I don't want to, like, cut them short because I enjoy the company. I enjoy the conversation. So hopefully you guys feel the same way as I do. Where, well, and if you don't, well, I guess you don't really have a choice of the length because I already recorded it and I already posted it, but hopefully you guys are able to put up with my mush mouth, with my marshmallow mouth, as I like to say. I know it sounds like I have marshmallows in my mouth all the time, but I don't, guys. This is me talking clear for some reason. I try to enunciate as much as I possibly can, but it doesn't go as planned sometimes, you know? But yeah, you know, we'll discuss his diet. He breaks down the reasons why he got into bodybuilding in the first place. And, you know, the supplement thing, you know, like I said, like, he broke it down into, like, layman's terms, even so I could understand. And I understand why. For the people that don't, you know, they have a negative, you know, they have a negative view of supplements, you know, listen to this episode. Or if you have friends that have, you know, negative things to say about supplements, you know, show them this episode and tell them, you know what, like, it just helps a little bit. You don't need to take them, but it helps. And if you want to look good, then take them. If you feel like what you're doing is working for you, then don't take them. You know, it's just a matter of opinion. But before I go any further, I have to tell you guys about this week's sponsor, coconut oil. Did you run out of cooking oil? Are you out of moisturizer or lotion? Are your lips chapped and you don't have time to go buy a chapstick? Try coconut oil. It's the perfect solution to any of those problems. Using coconut oil for your skin works as well as moisturizer. Even better, you know, it works well for your face. It absorbs quickly and it's non-greasy and it's healthy, you know? Coconut oil, guys. Well, do you know what they use for chapsticks? I bet you guys don't. I'm gonna school you for a second, all right? Any given flavor of chapstick may contain Compor, I don't know what the hell that is, beeswax, menthol, petroleum, phenol, vitamin E, aloe, and oxybenzoin. Do you guys know what actual oxybenzoin is? I don't. Hopefully you guys are smarter than me, but I don't think all you guys know what that is either, you know? However, there are hundreds of variants of chapsticks, each with their own composition. Wouldn't you rather use coconut oil? It comes from coconuts, and that's it. That's the only thing. Come on, guys. Be smart. Get your coconut oil wherever oils are sold. Yeah, you know? Gotta give it up for my sponsor, man. Coconut oil. Go buy it right now as you're listening to the podcast, hopefully. This is the point. This is the part where I talk about my week, my month, my day, my year. I didn't do much. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I stayed home. I went to graduation. Congratulations to Lonnie G. You know, she graduated 8th grade. Congrats. And my other highlight was I went to the bun shop. You guys don't know what the bun shop is? Guess what? I'm going to tell you guys. Of course I'm going to tell you guys. All right. Well, the bun shop is a bow and brew spot, you know, they sell baos. If you guys don't know what it is, it's a really good taco. You know, you make really good tacos or the bao bun. Pretty much it's like a bao with meat inside, but this is pretty much what the bao is made out of. It's delicious. It's fucking delicious, guys. Go check them out. They're located in LA, you know, on 151st and Western. You know, 151st Western Avenue, you know. They're open from 11 to 12. You know, delicious, guys. Delicious, guys. Delicious. So good. You know, if you guys want to know, you know, you want me to tell you something you guys should try, try the Calbi. You know, it's braised beef, pinko tempura onion, mixed greens, and sriracha aioli. You know, and if you guys don't want to eat beef, I got you. Try the spicy chicken. It's pulled chicken, sweet soy jalapeno, scallops, mixed greens, and ranch. Mmm. Just want to have it in my mouth again, you know? But actually, we went here because, as you guys know, my girlfriend's vegetarian. And, you know, it's hard for her to get a good bow, you know, a good bow bun. You know, either they put cabbage or some nasty shit that, you know, who wants to eat just lettuce or cabbage? You know, you want something good in there, you know? For all my vegetarians, vegans, I got you guys, you know? Try the 10 veggie. You know, that's tempura, pinko, avocado, pickled cucumber, tomato, cilantro, mixed greens, and jalapeno, cilantro, aioli. Doesn't that make your mouth just water? I'm telling you guys, I want that. I want it right now. I think I'm going to go eat it again. As soon as I'm done with this recording, I'm going to get myself another one. It's just too good, guys. You know, a helpful tip. There are meters, you know, next to this place. But actually, you know, you go a little bit past the meters. They have a parking lot right there. My dumbass missed it. But still, meter. Just put in a couple quarters. You get an hour. Boom. Done. Delicious, guys. Maybe you guys are in the LA area, you know, drinking, partying. You want something good for your stomach right after, you know. Try this place. Guarantee you'll like it or your money back. Couple other things going on, you know? I got the hats, guys. What? I got the hats. What? I got the hats, you know? I know none of you guys were asking for hats, but I like hats. I wear hats every single day. I've been wearing my Dick in the Box hat, you know, my limited edition because I only made one. So it's limited edition, one of one. You know, I own that one of one. It's not worth much because I didn't make it any, you know, I didn't make it pretty far with Dick in the Box. You know, hopefully I make it way more farther, succeed in this journey that I'm setting myself on. But yeah, you know, pretty soon I'm going to give some away. You know, I'm going to have some giveaways, you know. I'm planning, hopefully by next month, I get more. Depending on the response, you guys, you know, by your guys' response, I'm going to give some away. You know, that's like, you know, if you guys, all you guys got to do is shout me out, share the picture that I'm going to post, you know, tag a couple of your friends on it, and boom. The first three people that tag me, do everything that I say, I'm going to send my little hat to you guys. You know, I have two. Basically, the top logo is the same, the red with the white letters, but the bottom part have white and red. Now, I'll let you guys choose whichever you guys want. And yeah, you know, hopefully you guys, you know, are pretty good about it. You know, you guys aren't answering the riddles, guys. What's up? Did I make them really hard? Are they that hard that you guys can't answer them? The last one was pretty easy, you know. The riddle for last week was, although I may have eye and I cannot see, I have a round brown face with lots of acne. What am I, guys? Think about it. Take a second. Potato, guys. Potato. Yeah, it was that easy, guys. Potato. Hopefully you guys answer the one that I'm gonna put up for this episode, right? Because I really, you know, I'm trying to include you guys. For some reason, you guys are fighting me. Why are you guys fighting me? Fight me, guys, you know. If you guys have some would you rathers, because I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I'm running out of them. No, I'm not, but I just want you guys to be more, you know, I want you guys to be a part of it. I'm trying to include you guys. I want you guys to participate. Please participate. It's not as fun as, you know, it could be if you guys participate. I know it could be much more fun. So don't rate me. No, I'm not rating. Okay, yeah, rate me 5 stars, guys. 5 stars. Even if you don't like it, just do 5 stars. You know, chick somebody. No, chick somebody. Hopefully, they fall into this, you know, that little trick. And then once they do, haha, feel good about yourself. And if you do like this podcast, well, come on. Then why aren't you guys rating me? 5 stars, subscribe, hit the subscribe button on iTunes, and go to SoundCloud. You know, maybe your iPhone's not, maybe your iPhone's broken and you got your Android on the side. Come on, go on your Android, go on SoundCloud, boom, subscribe, and every episode that I post is going to pop up right there. It's going to tell you that I post. Add me on Instagram and Facebook. The handle for that is Lem Me Know Pod. You know, it's LemeKnowPod. Lem Me Know. My last name plus ENKNOW. Lem Me Know Pod. I want to include you guys. So send me some questions. Maybe you guys want some advice. Pretty good at giving advice. I'm not really good at taking it, but I'm pretty sure I'll help you with whatever, you know, whatever problem you got. And I'll send me some questions. Send them to lemmeknowpod@gmail.com. That's lemmeknowpod@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest, or if you have a friend that you think should be known or should, you know, get some recognition for their hard work, go ahead and send me their, you know, their information. I'll contact them, and hopefully we get them in this podcast, you know. And but before I go, before I forget, the homie Data Crux, aka Jose, for the ones that came from my last podcast, Dick in the Box, he was my co-host, you know, for that podcast. You know, unfortunately, he had to leave because he was working on this project that I'm about to announce to you guys. You know, he actually released his EP Hyper Dimension. You know, it's on every major platform, Amazon, iTunes, all of them. I don't know all of them by the top of my head. Those are the only two that I know because I've heard them through Amazon. So yeah, you know, check him out, guys. You know, see the fruit of his labor. You know, he's been putting work for a while now, and you know, even though he had to stop doing the podcast, that doesn't mean I'm not gonna support him. You know, we're still friends, we're still cool as fuck. And I'm planning to have him on, you know, so you guys could get to know him a little better, you know, trying to help his numbers, even though he doesn't need the help because he's so talented, but a little help never hurts. So that's it, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. Hopefully you guys go check Mishael out at Venice Beach this 4th of July. Don't forget to follow him on his Instagram, his Facebook, and his Snapchat, you know, to see his progress, you know. And he has a lot of inspirational quotes on there. Hopefully it helps you get through whatever you're going, if you're going through any hard times. And hopefully it inspires you to get into shape, you know, a better shape. Not the shape that I'm, like my shape, which is the circle, you know. I'm a sphere. I'm pretty much what you hang on your trees, on your Christmas trees. I'm that ball right there. But I'm still working. I'm working out every 2 days. I mean, I'm still working out. Even though I know I eat like a fat ass, I'm trying to burn some of the crap that I eat, you know. I feel it's better than just sitting there and not doing anything and complaining about how I look like a fucking sphere. At least I'm getting my ass up at least twice a week and waking up. So don't forget to go check out my past episodes, you know, my talented friends, you know, Jessica, Isabel, and Cynthia. You know, I love you guys' response, by the way. Thank you guys for sharing and liking and adding me. You know, it makes me happy that you guys are listening to me. I understand it's not easy, but somebody has to do it. You know, I can't just leave it up to my girl, right? Well, thank you guys. I am sure my girl thanks you too. So yeah, guys. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys did enjoy. Bye.
Hey, Lonnie, I got you. And it's a feeling that I can't explain. How you make it in your team, still stay the same. Stay down from the jump and they never change. Man, it's a moment I could never trade. Yeah, I told my moms not to stress no more. Go hit the Bentley store and no credit card debts no more. I bought the crib and it's an escrow now. So you don't never have to worry about how you gon' pay rent no more. I put my team in position, now they making a killing. Stacking blue faces straight to the ceiling. Out in Vegas, I'm with them ordering bottles of the Ace when they send them, till it ain't enough space up on the table to fit them. Go ahead and
raise a cup up for all my day ones. Two middle fingers for the haters. Let's only get
What's up, guys? Welcome back. Hopefully you guys like that song. Today I'm sitting here with Michael Dominguez. You know, he's a friend from back in the day from high school, those high school days, you know. And I know you're probably saying, really, another person from your high school? Yeah, another person from my high school. But it's not because I can't get anybody else. It's because I wanted him on. You know, I went to him and I asked him specifically to come on. You know, well, thank you, Michael, for coming.
Hey, Angel, I want to thank you for this opportunity, letting me come through here and be a part of this podcast.
Well, just relax. Oh. It's just me and you, man. You don't have to.
Hey, I'm getting a little excited here. Yeah, so just, you hit me up and, you know, I want to talk about, you know.
Yeah, but you're coming out really. Just like, I'm happy for how we were talking. Hey,
that pre-workout just kicked
in. Yeah, okay, that's cool. But we're not working out, man. Don't make me do push-ups over here.
All right.
I'm a gelatin.
What's your...
So yeah, man, thank you for coming. Like I said, you know, I appreciate you, you know, setting some time for me. You know, I want people to get to know you because I know, like, I see you, you've been cutting a lot of weight, man. Like, you weren't, like, not saying that you were, you know, fat or anything, but you're a little thicker, you know, but you're still muscly. You're pretty much how I look or how I think I look in the mirror, you know. I know I don't look like that, so hey, he's looking at me like, really, bro, like, you don't look like this at all. Like,
hey, don't worry. We all start somewhere. Yeah,
that's true, man. Thank you. Thank you for making me feel a little better, you know? But, you know, like, how you been, man?
Been great.
Yeah. How's life been treating you?
Life has been a roller coaster.
Yeah, I bet, man. Tell you that. That's how life is, you know? It's just life out of nowhere. Ups and downs. It does.
Ups and downs. But you know what? There's a bright side at every dark tunnel.
Yeah, man. So we're here, you know, to get to know you a little better because I know you're getting into the bodybuilding world. And, like, to me, that's what interests me. That's a reason why I wanted you on. You know, besides trying to catch up with you, obviously, but, you know, even, like, I know I could go online and research it for myself, but I'm really too fucking lazy to do it, you know? So I thought, maybe, just in case in the future, maybe I want to get into it. Like, why not ask somebody that's, you know, doing it right now, you know? That's the reason why I have you on, you know? But yeah, guys, well, first of all, let me know, like, tell me, why did you get into, like, the bodybuilding world?
Okay, here we go. So yeah. Bodybuilding. I was introduced to bodybuilding at a young age. I watched Pumping Iron as a kid. Okay. I was probably 6 years old when I seen that with my cousins.
What's Pumping Iron?
So Pumping Iron is a documentary with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And then my favorite inspirational bodybuilder, Franco Colombo.
Okay.
He's so with Pumping Iron as a kid, I was, you know, brought up with that, and I grew up with that. And one main reason what made me want to do bodybuilding as well is being bullied as a child. Bullied in elementary school all the way up until I started being serious with bodybuilding and seeing a change in my physique.
You were bullied?
I was bullied.
What?
Yeah, so I was 6 years old. I was bullied, yes. Yeah, so, what? I mean, there's a few friends that I'm still in touch with because we were in that same situation.
Oh, wow.
And that's the thing I want to, you know, let people know is that we all go through certain situations and we can get through it together. Uh-huh. Like, we can go through, you know, I have friends that wanted to commit suicide because they were bullied. It got to that extreme. And I've had, you know, bodybuilding has changed my life in that aspect. Seeing that my body has changed and my body has developed muscles at a younger age, 6, 7 is when I started. Well, I want to say that's when I started.
Yeah,
but that's when my mom did tell me this first time she caught me curling a curl bar was at 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was had no weights on there. My cousin had his, you know, curl bar with no weights, and I just was there in the front of the mirror and just picking up the curl bar. Yeah. So.
I think I was picking up tacos and donuts.
Hey, man. I did that right afterwards, too, my post-workout.
You gotta get that protein in.
So when I took it seriously, it was about 12 years old. Okay. I want to say it was about 12 years old. 14 was when I got my first gym membership as a birthday gift from my mom.
Wow.
And that was a crazy experience. A saddened experience as well because I paid for a full year's worth and I was only there for a couple months because that place shut down. So I didn't give up. Mm-hmm. I found an alternative. So the Veterans Gym in Carson was where I went. So I actually convinced my parents that if they worked out with me, we would save money. So if you did a family deal, it was like $300 a year or something like that. rather than 300 just for me.
For you, yeah.
You know, so if you did a whole family, they discounted the whole family.
That's cool. And
you're paying for the family of five for a price of one or something like that. Mm. For what I remember, it was something like that. But they had the cheapest gym membership, you know, around. The equipment was so-so. You know, it was enough for me to get around. I wasn't, you know, at the experienced level of what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So it was a start for me. Yeah. Like I said, we all start somewhere, and it was a start. It was a good start. And other than that, I was utilizing the school's gym.
Yeah, I was so, asking too. Originally I thought that's where you got it. I mean, that's where you got the idea of getting into bodybuilding, because I know like you played for the football team, and I figured well probably that's where his passion grew. You know, like. Because you have to hit the gym to be able to play football, right? You're always at right. the gym trying to, like, gain weight or lose weight or gain muscle. So I was like, at first, before, I was like, maybe that's where it started, you know? But it's interesting to, like, to know that it started when you were, like, six, yeah. you know?
Okay, that's so cool. With the football, during football, we had hell weeks. And during hell weeks is 2 weeks of just, you know, beating our bodies up and improving. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm a firm believer of overtraining. Okay. You know, overtraining your body to see what your body is capable of. People always tell me, how much hours of sleep do you get? Do you get 8 hours? If you have 8 hours, you could grow more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sometimes only get three to four hours of sleep.
Yeah,
I go to sleep. I go to the gym at night and go to sleep, get a meal in, go to sleep, wake up. I'm back in the gym.
You do a million before?
Huh?
You do a million in between sleep?
In between sleep, well,
like
you know,
you go to sleep for like an hour, then you wake up, eat a meal, then
You know, before when I was really like, hey, I want to get big, I actually, believe it or not, I had a 1 pound bag of beef jerky underneath my pillow.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I would get hungry in the middle of the night, and I would, instead of, you know, I wanted to get big and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
you eat protein.
Yeah. You gotta get your protein in.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would brush my teeth before going to bed, and then, you know, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, eat some beef jerky. Damn. When I woke up, brush my teeth again. So yeah. I felt like I was good, you know. I felt like throughout the day, you don't even know, I slept with beef jerky. Yeah. But
so you didn't smell like beef jerky?
I didn't smell like beef jerky going okay. out, but yeah. if you're sleeping next to me.
Yeah, you smell that beef
don't
jerky.
Don't worry, ladies. I don't have no beef jerky no more.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you have to lose weight. So, I mean, I'm thinking you got to cut down that protein intake also.
Protein intake is more controlled now.
Yeah.
So my protein intake is a little bit more controlled, and when we get into how my diet is,
yeah,
I'll let you know about not only is nutrition important, eating healthy is important, but knowing those healthy foods and what these foods do to your body and timing, food timing. I try to get that into people now, is food timing, eating certain things at certain times actually makes a difference.
Oh, does?
Yeah, right. So we'll get to that too. All so what we were talking about is
how long have you been? Oh, what made you get into bodybuilding?
Okay, the bigger fat. Yeah. So during Hell Week, we also had a program in football. The football team had a program that one of our coaches threw at us. It's called the BFF. It's not the BFF. It's bigger, faster. No, BFS. Sorry, it's called BFS. Bigger, faster, stronger. So we concentrated on the three, like bigger. Obviously, you're gonna have to eat more. We were packing on calories. Believe it or not, I was at 190 at the seventh grade.
Uh-huh. I think so.
Was it seventh grade? Tenth grade. Okay. Sorry. So that would be sophomore year, right?
That's when you got into football.
That's when I got into football. So sophomore year was my first year of football.
Yeah.
And in that time, I know you remember this, Angel, when we got early days off.
Yeah.
I think they were Thursdays or Tuesdays, whatever. Yeah. So on our early days off, a group of us on the football team would actually take the bus and we'll go to Hometown Buffet. And we'll go and we'll see who eat the most. And we'll have challenges of, you know, who eat the most. And me being the smallest, the shortest one in the team, the football team, I was trying to keep up with, you know, I wanted to prove something. Yeah. I got this, you know. I wanted to prove something that, you know, I'm capable of doing what they're capable of doing.
Yeah.
And everything in life is a life lesson learned, you know, the good and the bad. And that was a bad lesson learned. Being at 190, as short as I am, I'm 5'1".
Oh, yeah.
And at that, I didn't have as much muscle as I do now, and my body fat percentage was a lot higher than it is now. Right. And being at 190 at that short, it actually took a toll on my body. Okay. That's when I picked up nutrition. That's when I started to learn about foods and eating healthier. That's when it's, that all started, because we took a physical... We took a physical as a team, and I actually got kicked off the football team.
Wow.
This is a junior year going into senior year.
Yeah.
I actually got kicked off the team, high blood pressure and all that stuff. I was overweight, and I felt fine. I felt strong, and that around that time, I was the strongest in my life. I was bench pressing, at 17 years old, bench pressing 315 pounds,
wow.
squatting 460, you know, ass to grass, like, you know, low.
Yeah.
So... that really upset me, and it hit me to, you know, like, I wanted to do something about that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, it hurt me to get kicked off the football team. I really loved playing football. I do miss all the football players. So shout out to all the Pilots alumni that played with me, graduated in 2008.
Yeah.
So I do miss football and high school football, you know, and that, being that is, I think that's another thing that pushed me more into knowing what I love the most, and that was lifting weights.
Yeah.
And I love lifting weights, getting bigger, stronger, seeing the weight go up. That's my motivation.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, seeing people say, "Hey, you're doing a great job. What are you doing?" That's just fires me up, and I get fired up by that, by people complimenting me. I don't want it to be just me. Like, I want to be able to use that as a, you can do it too. Yeah. I want to be able to help other people. So anybody needs help with that, I want to be that person that I can inspire, motivate, and, you know, whatever, all the above, you know. So I don't want to jump off topic too fast. We're jumping around here.
No, it's cool. I mean, my listeners know that I'm like a stone. I just go, you know, from topic to topic. But let's go off.
So now we're on nutrition, right?
Yeah, no,
so
I wanted to ask you, how long have you been, like, preparing for this competition that's coming up in July?
This competition?
Yeah.
So just now, 7 weeks of Thursday.
So how much weight have you dropped since then?
25 pounds.
Wow.
So it's 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
7 weeks ago, I weighed at 165.
Mm-hmm.
I am now weighing at 140.
Wow.
So in a matter of 7 weeks, I've dropped 25 pounds.
Yeah.
That's a month and a half, you know?
Yeah, I can't even drop a pound in a month. So
on average, I was doing 3 to 4 pounds a week on average. And I was dropping every time I would come back here to Carson or here to Wilmington. It's this area, the South Bay area. So every time I would come back to South Bay area, I would use a specific scale. I would want to use that same scale and measure my weight.
Yeah.
And I would see week by week, I was dropping 4 pounds. And I mean, a scale is not something I like to measure my body with.
Yeah. Try to use that fat one, right?
Yeah, so that one works too. But there's nothing better than pitchers. Pitchers don't lie.
Oh, true.
Pitchers don't lie.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. So people will get discouraged, and I don't want people to get discouraged over their weight.
Mm-hmm.
You could be staying the same weight for a month, mm-hmm. but your physique looks different.
Yeah.
You know, most people, they start seeing a change in their face, in their jawline. You start seeing your cheekbones and all that stuff. And hearing that from other people saying that they notice it,
mm-hmm.
that should be a motivating thing to hear.
Yeah.
You know? But the scale cannot be, you know, checking yourself on a scale is not the best judgment.
Yeah.
And it's not the best way to come across. And you're not going to get motivated or off that. And nor do I want anybody to be discouraged mm-hmm. off their weight on the scale. You know, it's not the best thing. It's good to know your weight, but set that weight and set a goal. If your goal is to lose weight, then don't check your weight every day.
Yeah.
You know, that's just going to discourage you.
Your weight, doesn't it, like, go up and down? Depending?
Yes.
Yeah.
So your weight depends. When you weigh yourself first thing in the morning
mm-hmm.
and you weigh yourself before going to bed, there's going to be a huge change.
Yeah.
But don't get discouraged about that, because when you go to bed, you've already, at that time of the day, you've already consumed all the food that you want in your body. Even the body fat thing. When you check your body fat on empty stomach first thing in the morning, is going to be different from you do it late at night before going to bed. Yeah. Same reason. You already consumed all the food. Your body fat percentage is going to go higher. But is that necessarily your body fat? No. So the more accurate, for my opinion, the more accurate way would be empty stomach first thing in the morning.
All right. There you have it. In the morning, guys. Right?
In the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, like, I want to know more about the competition that you're going to sit on, you know, that you're going to enter. Like, how, what are the, like, requirements, I guess, to enter the, is it by levels that you have to, like, is there a certain weight class that you're going to be judged on? Or?
So you have what I'm competing in.
Yeah.
I'm doing men's physique.
Okay.
Men's physique, and then you have classic, and then you have bodybuilding.
Okay.
All right. The one I'm doing is an amateur show. It's going to be, so those of you that are interested in supporting me, it's going to be in Venice Beach, 4th of July at Muscle Beach.
Okay.
Right. So, it's at the Muscle Beach.
So if you're not at my birthday party, because that's also my birthday, you know, then you're, hopefully you guys are there. If you don't go to my birthday, which I hope you guys do, then to go, at least go support him, guys.
Hey, well, you know, huge shout out to him. That would be his birthday.
Hey, he didn't even
celebrate.
Know that.
We can celebrate that the week after.
Okay.
That Tuesday after, week after your birthday, is actually my birthday.
All right, there you go, guys.
There you go. So we can celebrate all together if you guys want
to. So come on. Oh, you know what? Fuck that. Don't even go to my birthday. Go to his competition, and then I'll jump in. And, you know, we'll do two cakes, you know, and then whatever he eats, because I'm good with two cakes. I don't know what you're going to
eat. Hey, I want meals provided.
All right.
So, as you guys know, well, meals too, I mean, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
I don't want to get sidetracked there.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're talking about, like, the class levels of your competition.
So, yeah. So, I don't know how the other levels or other levels of the bodybuilding go. I know some of them, which ones they go by weight class, they go by age brackets, they go by. However, I do know what I'm falling under.
What's yours?
So men's physique goes by height. So there's a range of height. Yeah, so we're competing by height.
Oh.
So there's a range. You could be from 5 foot to 5'5", or 5'6", to so-and-so. That's not the accurate way, but it's going to be a range. Uh-huh. So I'm going to be in a category of a range of height, by height.
Okay.
So that's how we compete. And men's physique, so the difference is, as well, men's physique, you're in board shorts, not Speedos.
Oh, yeah.
And then
are you going to get classic, like, bronzer and stuff?
Right. So you do got to go put little tanning lotion on and all that good stuff. It hides the tattoos. So and also what the tanning does, it shows more of the your muscles, your symmetry. It shows more. It makes your muscles pop out a little bit more.
So do they judge you on, like, just pure looks, or do they measure things?
Yeah, no. So it's pure performance. It's pure look. It's pure aesthetics.
Okay.
So how do you look symmetry wise? Your aesthetics is all that. So that's why right now when I work out, I'm not really focusing on my strength or my size. I'm with my diet, I'm able to maintain my size.
Okay.
However, I'm looking more into shredding my body fat, slimming down my waist as small as possible. Believe it or not, I went from a size 32 pants, and I'm now wearing barely fitting in at size 30, and it's loose on me.
Wow.
And I have to wear a belt on a size 30. So I believe I measured my waist, I'm at a 29.
Okay.
You know, so I went from, you know, 32, wearing a size 32, barely fitting in a 32. Mm-hmm. Back in high school, I was actually barely fitting in a 36. Oh, I was barely fitting in a 36.
That's my size right now. So look at you. Look at what you would look
like. You know, maybe I could be like, you know, future, like the role model. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I started with you. Yeah. I was wearing the same pants as you.
Yeah.
So, but with that, I mean, let's go back to, so the differences between the three, we have board shorts. So, like, size doesn't matter. So legs would not matter in that sense.
Uh-huh.
We wear board shorts. Our legs are going to be hidden. With classic, you're actually wearing the tight shorts.
Okay, yeah.
Little short shorts.
Yeah.
And then the Speedos is with your traditional bodybuilding. Or correct me if I'm wrong. Someone's going to correct me if I'm wrong on that. But bodybuilding, you know, the pros, they do the traditional Speedos.
Yeah, show their hamstrings and stuff, yeah.
Show you every muscle that...
Yeah. Everything. So just yours is just pure upper body, basically?
No, it's pure. It's more of aesthetic. So everything looking proportioned everywhere and being that symmetry. You're looking for symmetry. But the key, what a lot of bodybuilders get hit on and what is the more important part of a bodybuilding competition is posing. Oh. So posing is key. So you can look the top-notch shape. You could be the best shape out there, but your posing isn't on point and you're not holding your pose for a longer period of time where judges can see everything and photographers can take pictures of everything. The longer you could hold a pose, the more impressive the judges would be.
Is that a problem, holding a pose? Just staying like, is it because your muscle strain or something?
It's flexing, holding a flex.
Yeah, for, is it like your muscle gives out or something?
What's right. So you can cramp. If you're not prepared for it, you can cramp. If you're not you're dehydrated, we will be dehydrated during that time.
Oh, yeah.
You're flushing out all water.
So like, what the day before the competition, like what are you preparing? Like, how are you preparing for that day? Like, you're not drinking water. Are you eating?
I'm eating. Okay. I'm eating. But so
just flushing down all the liquids.
I'm flushing out liquids. I actually jump started now. There's supplements for that.
Yeah.
This is something that there's probably no way to do this without supplements. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to supplements.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a little bit about that. Like, is it like, a lot of salt? Is that how, like, what so, is, yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, because I know salt, like, it'll take some of the, like, all that water off, right?
Or salt retains water. Oh, so salt will hold on to water. That's why it's important that we have a lower sodium intake diet. Because that's what salt does. Salt holds on to water, so you're able to, you know, when you sweat, you're sweating salt. You're sweating sodium out.
Yeah, I know, because that whenever I'm sweating, it's all salty.
All
I'm
salty, right? All yeah. In, you know? So salt, it actually holds on to water. The good thing about sodium, when you eat, when you have a post-workout meal and you have sodium, then what happens, it replenishes you. It keeps you hydrated back again. It keeps you, you're drinking water, you're eating sodium. It rehydrates you. It keeps you rehydrated. Having a low sodium diet, there's no retention, no water retention. So we're trying to get rid of all of that. No water in our body at all. So completely dried out. And
so I imagine right after, you're just trying to drink all the water in the ocean, right? Right there,
trying to drink all that water, trying to get all that salt back in. But right after, that's when you have a good cheat meal. You're drained out. You deserve a cheat meal.
Yeah. So what's your cheat meal like? Let's talk about that.
My cheat meals.
Like, how much?
So I want people to know that just because this lifestyle of eating healthy, I would say 5 days a week or 7 days a week, I'm eating healthy, obviously. Yeah. And then one day a week, I treat myself. Why do I treat myself? Mm. You know, it keeps me sane. It keeps me back on track. It spikes up my appetite, or it spikes up my diet. It throws it off. It knocks it off. But I get something that, hey, I really been craving this. Yeah. And me, I have a thing for burgers lately. It's burgers. Like, I try new burger spots.
Let me give you some advice. Go try out, I don't know if you had it yet, but if you haven't, go try out the Standing Room.
The Standing Room.
Yeah, it's inside this liquor store.
It's in Redondo.
Yeah.
I've had it. So I've loved it.
Yeah, that place is delicious, though, man. The cash.
So shout outs to Standing Room. Shout outs to Standing Room.
What do you get? What burger? Do you get the cash?
The cash. The big one.
I don't know. I know it's a cash. It has like an onion and some... It has like jalapenos, I think
it's the cash. Yeah.
It's bomb. Go, guys, go.
Yeah, go right if you now, get the chance.
As you're listening to this healthy podcast, go right now and eat it, you know?
Go right now, eat that, and do work on your diet plan.
There you go, see? So that could be your last fatty thing you eat before, you know, you get in shape.
Yeah. And then look forward to that burger again.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the week, you've been eating healthy. That's the way I do it. Uh-huh. Set a cheat meal, mm-hmm. and it's a meal. It's not a day you go splurge, and you know.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was like that whole day you eat whatever you want.
Nah, no, so it's one meal. Oh, man. So you gotta deserve that meal too. What I mean by deserve that meal is all my cheat meals, I always do it after a workout. Mm-hmm. So I get a good strenuous workout, crazy workout, intense workout. You know, kill myself, and I tell myself, all right, what am I gonna deserve after this?
Yeah.
You know, what meal should I get after this? And lately it has been burgers. So my first 2 weeks and the 7 weeks, you know, preparing myself, mm-hmm. I have a coach, and my coach would tell me, hey, you're going to have to get a cheat meal today, you know. And lately he's like, go get burgers and fries. And fries, now that I've been eating healthy, I've been cooking my own food. Okay. I work for a restaurant called Muscle Maker Grill, who is one of my supporters, okay. sponsors, yeah, I would like to call them supporters. Uh-huh. Everything is, I know what goes in my food, and nothing, I've hardly eat anything fried. Okay. And I really stay away from fried food, and since I've been doing that for the past year now, mm-hmm. Staying away from fried food, so even French fries, it doesn't sit in my stomach well anymore.
Oh, okay.
My stomach will know. It has too much oil, it's too greasy, and it just doesn't sit well.
Dang.
So I don't really do fries unless they're some crazy fries, yeah. that I haven't tried before.
Have you had any? Like, are there any fries that you haven't tried
yes.
before?
Yeah. So, I mean, are there any fries or recently throughout
recently,
this? Recently I went and had this really amazing burger, uh-huh. from Slapfish. So if you guys haven't heard of Slapfish, I highly recommend Slapfish. Uh-huh. So there's Huntington Beach location, there's Brea, there's a few locations, just look up Slapfish. And I had the Surf and Turf burger. The Surf and Turf burger is a burger with, yeah. shredded lobster. Ooh. And this is real lobster, all right? Not that imitation,
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, this is that real lobster. So they had, so when I was there, I had the lobster burger, Surf and Turf lobster burger. I had the lobster taquitos. And I also had their fries.
Damn.
So their fries, what makes their fries different and why I wanted to get them is they actually topped their fries off with clam chowder.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so.
That's a full meal.
That's
then.
A full, yeah. meal right there. So I had that ultimate cheat meal.
Isn't that like, I mean, that would be super heavy. I mean, I'm thinking right now as you're telling me, like, it wouldn't sit well in my stomach, and I eat garbage, you know?
So let me tell you why. Why it's beneficial to have a cheat meal post-workout.
Okay.
After your workout. So what happens when you work out? You're tearing apart your muscles.
Yeah.
Right? So when you have it, you have that much, or you have a cheat meal at that time after your workout, it actually, rather than the fat sitting on you, it actually benefits you with replenishing your muscles. You're using it towards the muscles that you just broke down.
Mm-hmm.
They say, yeah, that's a bad fat, but you just shocked your body. Your body's not used to that fat. What's going to happen? Your body knows it's been breaking down fat for the past week.
Yeah.
You hit a burger, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to use all that fat.
All,
man.
That fat is going to just burn it the same way. Your, true. Body's going to work just to burn it the same way.
Oh.
Your body's been working. You've been training your body to hit, you know, work the insides. And so that's where nutrition comes to play, where food... Actually, we work out as much as we want just to make ourselves look good outside.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think about their insides.
Yeah.
You know, that's where healthy foods come to play. When we eat healthy, you work out your insides, which we don't see all the time.
True.
You know, only the doctors, you see it. You do follow-ups with a doctor. Yeah. They tell you how you've been doing, what you got something wrong in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that we should... You know, do a reality check on ourselves about.
Mm.
It's like, hey, how's our insides doing? Is our insides healthy? You may look healthy, but later down the road,
yeah.
you know, that's the whole thing too, is I work out, mm-hmm. for longevity. I want to be able to live a long life, you know.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, my grandma's turning 95 in August.
Wow.
Zero medication.
Dang.
So,
is she working out too, or what?
Hey, it's in our blood.
I think it's just you got good genes. I think that's what it is.
She doesn't eat out.
Okay.
When she does eat out, it's someone's birthday, rare occasions.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, it's home cooked food. So she knows exactly what's in our food.
True.
And I mean, obviously now, I mean, I come, my mom is the ninth baby from my grandma.
Yeah.
She's the ninth child. So obviously their siblings are taking care of, you know, all my mom's siblings taking care of my grandma.
Okay.
So yeah, my grandma doesn't cook anymore, but she's still eating healthy. She has nine kids that can cook.
Yeah,
we all can cook. And I think that's where the cooking comes from. Oh, okay. Me, you know, all
yeah. Right. So it's besides bodybuilding, cooking is one of your other passions.
Yes, and they go hand in hand.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's beneficial.
It's beneficial. Knowing what you cooking your own food, there's nothing better than being able to cook your own food.
Yeah.
Knowing exactly what's in there, the amount, the portioning, the, you know, meal prepping is a very important part of bodybuilding. Having your food on a timely basis, knowing what's in your food and why you eat that amount of food at that perfect time, yeah. That specific time, right?
Uh-huh.
do you mind if I talk about a little bit about my business?
Oh, no, whoa. Let's, your business? What, the food?
Leave me meals? Oh, no, not yet.
No, not yet. Let's leave. Yeah, because right now, so what about, how's your diet? Like, tell me about your diet. Like, how many meals do you eat a day? Like, how portion control, like how much you try, or what do you try to eat? Like, can you tell me about your, like, diet?
Yeah, okay. So, about my diet. So, I get anywhere between 5 to 6 meals a day. Okay. Sometimes seven. And as of right now, for the past 2 weeks, I don't even do protein shakes anymore. Okay. Believe it or not, protein shakes. So, little knowledge, little thing now that I'm going to share with everybody is protein shakes actually help hold on to water weight. It holds on to water weight. All that is chemicals, not natural foods.
Yeah.
It's mixed up, you know, stuff that will hold on to your body. It will stick to your body. And only way to flush that is more water.
Okay.
And more water, that's just more water weight in your body.
Yeah.
Right? So I cut 2 weeks ago, I actually cut protein powder out of my diet.
Uh-huh.
So all my protein, believe it or not, is all natural. It's food.
Yeah, yeah.
Is animal protein.
Yeah.
Do you get
protein from like plants also?
Yeah, so plant based. I'll talk about that too.
Okay.
So 7 weeks, I'm in the 7 week in this preparation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
2 weeks before that, I was actually doing one meal a day.
Wow.
So for 2 weeks straight, I would only eat one meal.
Wow.
Right? And that would be after my workout.
Dang.
But I did this one meal. So OMAD, if you do hashtag OMAD, OMAD, it stands for one meal a day.
Oh.
All right. So if you look it up online, there's a lot of people doing it. And I like to, you know, experiment sometimes on my body and experiment these new diet things that are going on. So you have one meal a day, you have keto, you have all these new diet fads that are going on.
Yeah.
And we could talk about that later, but going back to one meal a day. So one meal a day, I like I said earlier, is we don't tend to think about working out the insides of our body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're eating 6 times a day, 7 times a day, that does work on our insides. Our insides have to work. You know, your body have to
like break it down.
The metabolism have to work to break that food down all the time, one meal after another. Now, giving that a break, I thought about let's see how my body's going to react and just giving it a break and only have to break down one meal.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's one meal, one solid meal. So throughout the day, I wouldn't consider my morning shake a meal. I wouldn't consider that a meal. So my morning shake, superfoods, I would do a shake. I would give this recipe out. So it's actually, I would do coconut milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Superfood powder. Superfoods are really good. Like I eat a lot of them. A lot of my veggies are superfoods. I like to eat veggies that have beneficial vitamins and nutrients in there. High nutrient dense vegetables.
Yeah.
And that's where I get my plant-based diets, you know. So my shake, coconut milk, superfood powder, one beet. Beets actually is one of the most beneficial nutrient dense vegetable. I believe it's a vegetable. There's no seed.
But I hate beets, so.
So I love beets.
I hate those things.
Because if you do research on beets, it has so much benefits. I did my research on beets. I like to do my research.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So it actually increases your stamina in the gym and stamina in other things as well.
Yeah.
So it increases stamina in general. So Beats, I've actually, believe it or not, I've lasted 4 hours in the gym without even realizing it.
Wow.
You know, there's days where I drink that shake and my energy level is just way more. But it's just putting those certain foods in your body, the healthier foods, will not drag you down rather than these fast foods that hold on, like have a lot of high fat, high saturated fats. When I'm a very low fat diet right now. Mm-hmm. I'm very low sugar. So my diet, my sugar intake, I'm at the same sugar intake as a diabetic patient.
Okay.
So that's allowed 5 grams or less per meal or per serving.
So you can only have like a lollipop and that's about it?
A day. So that amount of the lollipop is, yeah, so amount, that's even too much for me. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you think about it, I'm eating six meals a day, 6 times 5, that's 35.
I see, so, like, I see you like lining up with like a line of sugar, just like licking, like you know, like cocaine or something. Like, you gotta get your sugar intake.
So, yeah, you gotta get your sugar intake at certain times, but I don't drink anything that has sugar in it.
Okay.
So, sodas, alternative to soda, I do sparkling water. Alternative to that's my, you know, alternative to those sugary fizzy drinks. Yeah. I don't do those sugary fizzy drinks anymore. I don't drink soda anymore just because anything that has more than 10 grams of sugar, no, I back away.
Yeah.
And now I've adjusted myself I discipline myself enough where I look at it, if it's got five grams, I don't drink it.
Is that like you do sparkling water because at least you get that carbonated? Like
feel?
So, yeah, just so you get that, what's it called, that craving off?
That craving off, okay. Yeah. So I do that just to get those cravings off of soda or sweet. Even though it's zero, it's still zero calories, zero sugar, zero everything. I actually, that does cut my cravings.
Okay, that's good. You got to trick your brain sometimes.
You do got to trick your brain sometimes.
Like what I do, like instead of getting real ice cream, I get sugar free ice cream. I still get ice cream, but still less sugar.
Check the ingredients on there though.
Don't
let the ingredients fool you. So
I know.
So just because it's sugar free, the imitation or the substitute sugars can be a bad thing.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why, you know, sugar, actual sugar is actually healthier than these artificial crap that's going on.
Yeah, but it's cheaper. That's why, you know, that's why they use that artificial stuff.
It's cheaper and they could produce more of it rather than getting, you know, sugar cane or now a lot of things, I don't know, you know that you can get a lot of benefits out of coconut.
Yeah.
Coconut has a lot of benefits and now they actually have coconut sugar.
So
you can do coconut sugar and it's derived from coconut.
Wow.
My coffee, I actually do MCT oil.
Yeah. Do you use Joe Rogan's? Is that?
No, I just find one that's cheap. To me, MCT oil, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good though. I heard about it.
You're going to pay for the name. But benefits. Yeah. It's a thermogenic. And if anybody doesn't know what thermogenic means, it's a fat burner. It acts as a natural fat burner. So, even though the coconut oil is high fatter intake, the way that your body processes it, it actually helps burn unwanted fat.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's my, throughout the day, I eat a lot of asparagus.
Okay.
A lot of asparagus. I know I'm jumping around here.
No, it's, man, don't worry about it. Like, that's how the podcast is. Like, I go all over the place. Like, sometimes I'm talking about the Dodgers and I'm talking to like somebody about medicine or like, you know, I mean, don't worry about it. Just say whatever you want. You know, this is pretty much your episode. Like, whatever you want people to hear, that's what you're, you know, that's what you're going to say, you know, so don't worry. Yeah. So, you were talking about your diet. Do you want to continue?
Yeah, let's continue about the diet. Going 1 meal a day, I did it a little bit different than what a lot of people are doing on social media that I found. So I've seen YouTube videos. I've seen people on Instagram. People that I'm inspired by.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not inspiring them.
Yeah,
they inspire me.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
So one is Mike Rashid. I don't know, a lot of people know him. He actually owns Metroflex Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
He's worked out with CT Fletcher and all those big dudes. So Mike Rashid, he's actually one I look up to. He's he promotes overtraining.
Have you met him?
I have not met him yet. But he, I follow his one meal a day, and he literally does one meal a day.
Okay.
And the way that I was doing it, I like to do things a little bit different. I don't want to completely copy anybody.
Yeah.
So with my one meal a day is, I actually meal prepped broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, kale, and habanero. So I love spicy food.
Yeah.
So habanero was just to give it that flavor, that that spice.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I'll chop everything up, and I'll put olive oil on a pan, on a sheet pan, and I would chop everything up, throw it in a sheet pan, and bake it. I would bake all those veggies together,
uh-huh.
and I would prep those into meals, and that was that the amount that I would buy would actually last me 2 days. So every other day I was doing groceries.
Yeah.
And that was my plant-based protein diet. Like, okay. I was a high plant-based. I've never ate so much vegetables in a matter of 2 weeks in my life than doing the one meal a day that way.
Yeah.
And how did I feel with that? I was still training the same way I'm training.
Uh-huh.
You know, I would, my intensity of my workouts were still the same. The amount of cardio was still the same. So obviously, what, dropping from how I was eating before, cutting the amount of carbs, my carbs were strictly from veggies and that one meal that I had after my workout. So obviously, I was dropping weight. Yeah. I saw it drop weight. And when I started noticing myself drop weight, I contacted a coach, a friend of mine, and said, hey, I'm ready to do take this bodybuilding thing seriously and change my whole lifestyle and just start over fresh.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so that was my, I would say my warm-up, my kickstart.
Like a starting point?
A starting point was to get my body, my insides, my outsides healthier through plant-based diets. And you know, I've done certain challenges with plant-based diets in the past.
Yeah.
I've done vegetarian for a month. I've done vegan for a month. Let me talk about vegan for a month.
Okay.
That has to be one of the most difficult
challenges.
Challenges.
Yeah.
So it was a challenge. It was I did not even complete my 30 days.
No.
So, you know, going high school, I was a carnivore. I hated veggies.
Uh-huh.
You know, fruits, I would eat fruits, you know, because I had that sugar. It was sweet and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But veggies, I never thought they tasted good. And now I don't even eat for taste. I eat for...
Yeah, just for nutrition.
For nutrition, for fuel. So I believe that food is our fuel.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's that I refuel, and that's when I get is, like, I get nutrient-dense food just to refuel. But going doing vegan for, I lasted 27 days.
Wow.
Going vegan, grocery, 3 days short. And is I'm going to try to do it again. Uh-huh. And hopefully this time around, I'll record the whole thing day by day and hopefully do a YouTube video of it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I want to do it again later in the future. But so doing groceries, it is expensive. Going plant-based, especially for bodybuilding.
Yeah, it is.
Getting the amount of protein on a plant-based diet, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's so almost...
You guys eat a lot of quinoa, right?
Yeah, so I eat a lot of quinoa.
TVP?
What's that?
TVP? TVP?
Explain that.
You don't know what TVP is? It's, I don't even know, to tell the truth, but I eat it a lot. That's one of my favorite things. My girl's vegetarian.
But she is?
I mean, well, now recently she cut down cheese, so she became vegan. That was the only thing that was keeping her from being vegan, like, that she loves cheese. But, like, I eat a lot of, like, what she eats, basically. Like, sometimes she just adds, all she has to do is add some chicken or a little steak. But for the most part, I eat vegan, like, vegetarian. Like, one of my favorite things, it's TVP. I'll look it up. But, yeah, I was just wondering. Well, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, well, I'll try that out. Yeah. But, so, yeah, vegan foods, I mean, I was eating my protein source. I don't like soy. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of tofu.
I think that's why TVP was, like, a good thing for me, because it would substitute the soy. Or, like, just recently I became a fan of quinoa. Like, I know it's a super protein. So
yeah, so quinoa, believe it or not, has 9 to 11 essential amino acids. So it's amino acids that our body don't produce already. And amino acids are... Amino acids build up, they're building blocks for your muscle, or a protein. They're building blocks of protein. That's what amino acids are. So they help with your muscles recovery. They help with your muscles growth. They help with a lot of stuff, essentially, with your body. Quinoa is the, I want to say the superfood of the carbs.
I thought it was, because it's a substitute for rice.
So, right, it's a substitute for rice. Yeah, so believe it or not, it's one of the options I have for myself for carb sources. Okay. So my carb sources right now is brown rice, sweet potato, quinoa, and oats. So oatmeal. Okay. I eat a lot of oats. My pre-workout meal.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll go to Starbucks, get my coffee
and oatmeal.
Yeah. So right now too, I'm not taking any pre-workout.
Okay.
I cut pre-workout out of my water too. Yeah. It holds on to water weight as well. Yeah. So I'm doing black coffee. So straight black coffee.
Yeah, it helps you flush cold
brew.
All that out.
Yeah,
it
helps you flush that out. So I drink a lot of cold brew, and to get my carb in before the gym, I'll do their classic oatmeal from Starbucks. So.
Is cold brew better than like regular, like brewed? Like, I don't know what cold brew is, to tell the truth.
I mean, cold brew is just cold.
It's just instead of heating it up, they just it's give cold. It to cold. Ice, yeah. It's like ice cold, like tea. Like,
well, from my understanding of cold brew, because I have cold brew in my fridge.
Okay.
It's brewed cold. Yeah, you know, when you brew.
I bet you people right now are screaming at. Obviously, it says so on the name.
Yeah, it says so on the name. No,
I'm not
that
smart, guys. Right? You should know that by now. We're not here to
judge. Hey, let's not judge, okay? We're not judging anybody.
I don't care if you judge me. I'm not that smart. Just remember that for the future.
When you brew coffee, obviously you heat it up.
Yeah.
Right? So that's brewing coffee. The same thing with beer. It's boiling or it's brewing, right? Yeah. So when you do a cold brew, there's baggies that Starbucks sells. I'm pretty sure any coffee place
will sell. Yeah, you can get at the store.
They're pouches. They look like
beanbags.
Like a tea bag. Like a big, you know, like I guess it's the size of a bean bag.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you throw two of those in a pitcher and I guess it was from my remember is like 40 ounce pitcher.
Yeah.
And you just fill it up with ice cold water.
Okay.
And you leave that for 24 hours and
you just take them up and you're ready to go.
Yeah, and it's good for 7 days. So so once a week I'll do that and you know I'll just fill it up once a week or I mean I'll redo it once a week and that's good for a week. So that's what my pre-workout has been lately, cold brew and homemade cold brew. I mean so I don't need a pre-workout. I don't do pre-workout anymore. I try to cut pre-workout out of my system and so
So okay, going back to TVP, it stands for textured vegetable protein, you know?
Textured?
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
It's kinda like soy. You know how the soy comes? Have you ever ate just regular soy? It looks like that. It's just little clumps.
But what is it made of?
Wikipedia, I'm reaching what it says on Wikipedia. It says I should probably not even read it because it's probably not true, but I'm still gonna go ahead and read
it. You quoted them though, right?
Yeah.
You quoted
yeah.
Wikipedia.
It says textured vegetable protein, TVP, also known as textured soy protein. Soy meat or soy chunks is a defatted soy flour product, a byproduct of a textured soybean oil. It's often used as meat and long guide or whatever. It's basically another form of
but it's still soy.
Yeah,
it's still soy. It's derived from
you
soy.
Fuckers, you tricked me. I thought it was different than soy. So it's basically soy, which you get on the store.
So that is actually, now that you just described it to me, that is actually what a lot of restaurants are using as far as me. So Orange County is big. There's a lot of places in Orange County for vegan restaurants. And I found a lot of vegan restaurants around Orange County. So you have Healthy Junk. You have Vegan Nirvana.
I've been to Healthy Junk with my girlfriend.
Yeah. So there's I've been to Vegan Fair, I try finding these different vegan places. Uh-huh. Believe it or not, Japan has the biggest, like,
culture?
The most within a square foot mile or whatever has the most vegan restaurants.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Yeah, and you could just walk and you've hit another vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, vegan is getting more and more popular. Do I see myself being vegan?
100%?
It just doesn't work for me. I just don't think I could do 100% vegan. I will go eat vegan food every now and then.
Yeah.
It is, you know, it's different. Yeah. Your body will digest it differently. Yeah. I feel like it would break down the proteins a lot faster than animal protein, but I still gotta have my animal protein.
True. If you ever want to try it, like a good spot, like a little fancy place, I think it's in a, like Beverly Hills area. It's
Crossroads. Gracias Madre.
No, not Gracias Madre.
Have you been there?
I'm not even sure.
So Gracias Madre has these tortas. Oh. I believe they're tortas. They instead of pork, they actually use jackfruit.
Oh, and it has the same texture. Yeah, my girl does that. Like my girl, she cooks beautifully. Well, yeah. Well, enough about my girl. I mean, I'm always talking about my girl on this fucking podcast. I'm sure you guys wish that one day, you know, one episode goes by without me talking about her. So, like, well, let's get back to you. You know, like, you mentioned earlier about supplements. Like, what are some stuff that you're, like supplements that you're taking?
Right now, let's start with the basic stuff. Okay. I mean, multivitamins, fish oils, and BCAAs. Those are my essentials every day. On everyday basis, I mean, you have multivitamins preventing me. It has been preventing me from getting sick. Okay. There's people around the gym all the time that are sick. People around work that are sick. And thankfully, I've not been sick. I have my fish oils. My fish oils have, you know, they have great benefits. Keeping me mentally sane. Keeping me, my cholesterol levels lower. And what else? BCAAs, so branched-chain amino acids. Uh-huh. That has helped me maintain my muscle mass, I believe, because it prevented my muscle breakdown. So I drink that when I get hungry. I drink that in between my meals, during my workout. I actually, when I was taking my pre-workout, I was actually taking a scoop of pre-workout and a scoop of BCAA together.
Oh, wow.
So the way I would do it was I would drink half of it on my way to the gym.
Okay.
By the time I got to the gym, I'll save the half.
Okay.
By the time I got to the gym, that's when I felt the pre-workout kick in.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that's where I was like, all right, cool, I'm ready. During my workout, if I just drink my pre-workout, usually it goes away after a while. Uh-huh. So during my workout, I sip on the rest of it, the other half.
Yeah.
What does that do? It sustains my energy.
Yeah. So it when I go, keeps it constant, right?
Your keeps it constant. Level. So whatever I have left. Right? Uh-huh. I usually down it right before my cardio session. So when I do cardio, sometimes for an hour or sometimes for 45 minutes, I'm good. I'm you know, I just downed the rest of my pre-workout and BCAAs. And so during that hour of cardio, I don't burn. I'm not burning as much muscle because I've just put in BCAAs in my body.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's helped me. Protein. So I was doing protein powder. Protein powder is convenient way of getting your proteins in. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I cut it, but in the morning when I was doing my protein powder still, in the morning, my favorite, like, quick breakfast was actually plant-based protein, my coconut milk, my beets, and my superfood powder. Uh-huh. And sometimes I would throw in some peanut butter in there. But now that I'm cutting fats out, I'm cutting sugars out, there's no more beets, there's no more any of this. So supplement-wise, that's pretty much it. I mean, I was taking glutamine with my protein powder as my post-workout, but now I've cut that out of my diet and my program, pretty much. I cut, you know, protein powder out. Thermogenics is now what my body is relying on. So thermogenics is a fat burner. I take fat burner in the morning when I go run on an empty stomach or I do cardio on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Reason why I do cardio on an empty stomach is so that I could burn off yesterday's meal, yesterday's food, using yesterday's calories rather than putting calories back in my body and then burning that. Also, that's called fasted cardio. What I also like to do fasted is abs. I like to train my abs fasted,
okay,
meaning empty stomach. Yeah. The reason I feel it targeted more rather than having a full stomach and trying to hit abs, it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, true.
You know? So
you feel bloated, right?
I feel bloated. Yeah, you feel bloated. So just like this morning, I did an hour of abs and then an hour of cardio.
So how long are your workouts usually?
So my workouts, the weightlifting alone, is usually an hour. Uh-huh. And then I range my cardio session anywhere between 35 minutes to an hour.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I'm doing cardio at least 5 times a week. The last couple of weeks, I dropped my cardio. But my last couple of weeks, I was actually doing cardio 7 days a week.
Oh.
So, and 4 to 5 days or 3 to 4 days a week, I would do it fasted. And then 7 days a week, I would do it post-workout. Okay. So after my workout. And I work out 7 days a week.
Yeah. You don't take any breaks?
Days off? No, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I believe that your body will tell you. Well, I would take a break if my body does feel it. Okay. It feels super drained. Uh-huh. And I really, really can't work out that day. Or I'm busy because I'm taking care of other stuff.
Yeah.
Then I have no choice. You know? But if I feel like, hey, I have time in my hands and I still could get a workout in, even though it's that, you know, I'm supposed to rest on a Sunday,
yeah,
I don't really take it. I don't believe in that. I believe that only you are capable of what your body can handle.
True.
We should always listen to our body. Don't do anything that you feel that you can't be capable of, and always try to challenge yourself and find out how far your body is capable of. That's what I believe in. That's why, you know, I love overtraining. I love that part of, you know, microseas training is overtraining. It's finding, that's the whole point of Hell Week, you know, is overtraining. Putting your body through a extraneous amount of workouts that an average person does not do. You know, I like to put, you know, do workouts that isn't an average, you know, I don't do average workouts. I don't do sit-ups. I don't do push-ups. I mean, I do push-ups, but I try to make it
like fun, I guess.
Fun or challenging, where I'll put weights on my back. I'll do it off a TRX. I'll do it off a medicine ball. I'll do it off, you know, I'll do it one-handed. Or, you know, I'll make variations where it's different and challenging. And working out core is the same way. If you guys want to see my highlight, my ab workout highlight film that I did at Gold's Gym in Santa Ana, it's posted on my Facebook and it's posted on my Instagram.
Okay. So later on, we'll give out that info, but you guys already know the Instagram. But if you didn't catch in the beginning, we'll mention at the end.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. So the way that I prep my veggies, I don't like to cook or pre-cook my veggies. Mm-hmm. So my veggies cook in a microwave.
Oh, okay.
I put them in there raw. I chop up my asparagus raw. Broccoli, I do it raw. I just, you know, the moisture of the chicken or whatever, the broccoli itself will cook, and that's what give it that green pop. Oh. If I pre-do it, I don't like the texture of that soggy vegetables, you know.
Yeah.
So I like to, you know, have my veggies prepped raw, and I feel like that you get the most, the benefits out of it when they're still raw and you barely cook it.
That's true.
You know, so you pre-cook it.
Just the other day, my girl bought some vegetables, and she's like, "Oh yeah, they're great. Like, instead of chips, let's try some veggies." Like, I'm like, "All right, I think it was like a green bean or something like that." I was like, at least let's put it in the microwave. Like,
they're not the same. They're not the same. And if you ask me, I mean, I love chips, so. There's still days where, hey, I crave chips, you know, like I'll crave it. Like right now, I have cravings for a lot of things, burgers, chips, candy. But yeah, I mean, it's all like a mental thing. Like it's something that I need to overcome and keep pushing and doing what I want to do.
Do you eat protein bars? Like, is that
not something? Anymore? No. Not anymore, because I like to make my own protein bars. Oh, okay. I've made protein bars before. Uh-huh. I mean, it's oats, peanut butter is like the main consistency that holds the consistency.
Yeah.
And you know exactly, it's just oats and peanut butter. But protein bars, I don't want to have to spend money for protein bars, and I'd rather eat real food now. Yeah. You know, there's nothing better than just real food.
True.
So,
true.
I mean, even after a workout, a quick thing, egg whites. Mm. Rather you cook it or you drink it. Like, I would drink egg whites.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, liquid egg whites,
yeah.
Make smoothie out of it. Just carton, just measure it out, drink it.
Yeah.
You know,
so you don't mix it with anything, just straight?
Sometimes I would. Sometimes I would if I know, okay, I didn't have that much veggies today.
Okay.
Let me mix it. Let me just mix my superfood powder. Let me mix some veggies and just blend it and then mix it. Or, because I don't do juice. I can't drink any juice because it contains the sugar content.
Yeah.
So
do you eat fruit?
Nah.
No, not even
right fruit. Now, fruits are out of my,
my diet.
As you guys know, I'm only a couple of days from the competition. So at this point, all the sugar, even from fruits, is all out of my diet. Uh-huh. So believe it or not, sugar is sugar. Regardless if you get healthy from fruits or not, where does sugar come from? Where does the natural sugar come from? Sugar cane. Sugar cane is a vegetable. Mm-hmm. Cane sugar is a vegetable. So regardless where you're getting your sugar from, you can derive that sugar and make powdered sugar out of it.
Okay.
You know, you could get sugar from fruits. So I was doing banana for a while. That would be my favorite, like, pre-workout, you know, fruit. Uh-huh. I'll do, you know, the size of my thumb or, you know, an inch or two size of banana. And I'll eat that with pre-workout. And that would be, you know, my favorite thing. It would keep me
energized.
And especially when I was fasted, I wouldn't consider that breaking the fast because I'm not having a full banana.
True.
And I'll just have like a bite of a banana and then I'll go and then I'll save the rest for right after my workout and I'll have that with my protein shake.
Okay.
So, but those are just things that, you know, you guys can, you know, piggyback off of. Mm-hmm. It worked for me. But again, our bodies are all different. Everybody's body is different. Yeah. So what might work for me might not work for somebody else unless we probably had the same body for some reason. And, you know, we had the same. So if you, you know, obviously if you're taller than me, or skinnier than me, and your body burns up a lot of calories, my diet is not gonna work for somebody else.
That's true. So, like that's kind of like, I don't know, that's interesting because I've heard like that it's not good to take supplements, you know. So like I'm wondering like why is this such an important thing for you to take supplements?
Okay, supplements are just that. They're just supplements. Uh-huh. It's wrong when they rely on supplements. You can't rely on supplements. You can't rely on protein powder to get you your gains, all right?
Okay.
They supplements are just to use it as an extra step, like that extra step. Say that you got to the top of a ladder or top of a stool, you know? How many steps from that stool have? 3. And that's how far normal food diet will get you. Supplements will get you extended.
Another step. Yeah.
So think about it like that. Like, can you get to how far can you get naturally versus someone who is on the supplements? It's not that it's bad. It's just that we don't get. It's not that it's steroids. It's not steroids.
Yeah.
The steroids is a whole nother level, but. With supplements, is just that our foods nowadays are so, they're different from how it was before.
Yeah, it going organic, GMOs,
it has like, a lot of GMOs, it has a lot of chemicals, it has all this, and there's chemicals in our foods anyway. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are like, oh, there's chemicals, that's just chemicals. But there's chemicals in our foods anyways. These chemicals are readjusted so that they can fit in our diet without having to get all the extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to go through, you know, having to buy, you having to get the nutrients that you get or the benefits and the vitamins that you get from a multivitamin or from a supplement, you know how much food you're going to have to eat just to equivalent that. Nowadays there's so much, even toxins, smog, all that stuff around the air. We're so polluted with all these stuff that's around us. People smoking, people doing this, you know, like that secondhand smoke, that all plays a part in how our body is going to react to it. Without supplements, then now we're more affected and more prone to these type of, you know, illnesses and stuff like that. So even on top of a healthy diet, nutrition comes first.
Okay.
I preach on nutrition over everything. You can have almost no sleep, but your body will function better if you had a better diet. Oh. I think that's the only reason why I'm able to do a 3-4 hour sleep, mm-hmm. nap, and I'm still able to go running through the rest of the 20 hours of my day. Mm-hmm. So 4 hours I'm asleep, yeah. 20 hours I'm up.
Damn.
You know? And there's days where, you know, I'll go in the gym for 2 hours and I'll go back for 2 hours. So 4 hours of my day, that's gym time. I'm burning calories up. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the day, I'm either cooking, working, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So supplements are just that. I want to say that. And you can't rely on supplements. And everybody has, this is my thing. Everybody has something that they have, like they want to invest in. You know, girls, ladies, I know you invest in makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't give us crap about our supplements. It's going to invest us on how we look, how our physique looks. You know, makeup makes, you know, you're trying to enhance that beauty. Some of these ladies don't even need makeup, you know, and they put it on to enhance their beauty. Think about it like that. Like, maybe we don't need supplements, you know, but we're trying to be better than the average person.
So supplements are just like artificial? Well, not artificial, for like superficial. Like
superficial. Looks, yes. Looks. The word is superficial. Yeah. So it gets you beyond what your average person will be.
Yeah.
You know, and then there goes from there. I mean, pros are on steroids. There's no way you're going to compete in pro without steroids. So you go from there, you go from someone that's average, someone that takes supplements, and that keeps you away. I mean, that the people that take supplements, they should already know what they're doing rather than spending money. It goes a hard work in supplements too.
Yeah.
Taking certain supplements, do you know what it does to your body? And that goes again with food timing. I'm taking this. I'm not going to take pre-workout right before going to bed. Same thing with carbs. Like, you know, your food, you're not going to take carbs right before you go to bed. You're going to take it, you know, right after you work out and before you work out. Give you that energy and then replenish your carb source, spike up your insulin, and then grow, you know, help with muscle growth right after your workout. So, you know, supplements are just to help you achieve greater results than without it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never thought of it that way. Well, hopefully, though, the people are talking, like, looking down on supplements, they get to hear this, you know, to pretty much educate them a little bit.
Right. I mean, they don't judge someone, like, know what you're judging on before judging something.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, well, what are some of your influences? Like, I know you had to have some, like, people that you look up to, or at least you want to get at some point, get into their level, right? Because I know I have people I want to look up. Like, I look up to, you know. Like, they say I'm a poor man's Marc Maron or Joe Rogan, but, you know, like, that's who I'm looking up at them, because they're in a level that, you know, that I'm hoping to one day be. You know, I obviously I want to surpass them, but, like, I'm right now, since I'm starting, you know, I want to, like, get at their level. You know, they're known. At least they're known. I'm pretty much just known around my friends, you know, the neighborhood. But
not high school friends.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, high school friends.
But, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people that influence me or I look up to, and especially in the fitness industry and outside the fitness industry. I mean, there's people that I look up to for certain things. The person that, you know, one, I like I mentioned, Mike Rashid. I look up to him because of his mentality, his spread of positivity, his workout routines of overtraining. I like to mix and match my workouts. Not only do I get workouts from him, my ab workouts, I actually get them from Ulysses World Jr. So they're from the UK. He's from the UK. He actually works out, and he's, you know, he is another bodybuilder that I follow that works out with him is Simeon Panda. So Simeon Panda trains high volume and high intensity, high volume, high weight. That's when I was telling some people know that my workouts make sometimes consist of 10, 12 sets, you know, ranging from 20 repetitions to 4. So I do a 4 rep max, and I learned that from Simeon Panda. Back in high school, we were doing powerlifters do 1 rep max. So, and in powerlifting too, you have a longer break period. Right, you could take a longer break, a longer rest, and you're lifting heavier weight. However, with bodybuilding, you don't have that much rest time. So our workouts are considered cardio. So cardio does not have to mean. Let me talk about that too. So what I learned about that too with the people that have influenced me, the cardio does not mean running. Mm-hmm. Cardiovascular means the amount that your heart rate is up, right? So me jumping around from weights to weights, my rest time is only from putting a new weight back on the bar. That's my rest time. When my cardiovascular is up, me squatting for an hour is cardio. There's times where I squat for an hour. Yeah, so believe it or not, like I said before, I do challenges upon myself. And Mike Rashid was one that influenced me to do squat every day. So because what only reason why I took a break is because I had to leave for the army. Okay. And it threw, you know, my whole routine off and everything. So when I, in back in March, I left to New Jersey. And right before going to Jersey, February, I was actually doing squat every day, and I did it for 12 days straight. Believe it or not, I went from squatting 225 for 10 to 12 reps, you know, maybe three sets, four sets of 12 to 10, and I was able to do 285 for four sets of eight at the end of 12 days. So that proves to you that, I mean, 12 days straight, no rest days.
Yeah.
You know, I would change up my variations of squats. Sometimes I would squat, you know, narrow. I would drop it to 135 and just do that for five sets of 10 or so and so, right? Mm-hmm. So I would change up my repetitions. I would change up my stance. I would change up my my weight, my volume. I would change up my volume. So obviously my carb intake at those days were higher. But to me, that's fun, challenging myself like that. And, you know, before going to bed, I would make it a point to go to the gym and get my hour of squat in.
Okay.
An hour of squat in. And, you know, people say, isn't that bad for your knees? Isn't that bad for your back? Yeah, I mean, anything that you do too much is bad.
Yeah.
But how do you know what too much is for your body without even trying it?
I guess.
You know?
I guess, but you don't want to get hurt either, you know?
Yeah, but...
I mean, but I get you. Like, you know your body, you know, like, up to where you can push.
You don't want to get hurt. Yeah. Nobody wants to get hurt. But for you to succeed in anything, you have to want to take that risk of knowing that you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
In a relationship, you know, you're going to be like, okay, I may get hurt in the long run.
Yeah.
You know, it might get hurt. It's a risk.
Yeah.
It might get hurt. How do you know this is going to be... turn out perfect?
Yeah, true.
You know?
True.
And you're just jumping in on it because you feel like it's worth it.
Yeah.
To me, the 12 days of squatting, it was worth it. Do I want to go longer? Yeah. I want to see if I could pass 30 days. Mm-hmm. If I could pass that, I just set a new goal. If I passed that, keep going.
That'd be 30 days straight?
Straight.
Oh, wow.
Straight. So during those 12 days, I was actually still doing my normal workout in the morning. I'll make a point to get my workout in the morning. At night, before going to bed or before going home, I made a point that 12 days, you know, every night, I would go and squat. Mm. Or at least get it in sometime during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But I make a point to squat every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But see, without supplements, I would never have done, be able to perform that.
Okay.
You know, that's where that comes to play too. Like, oh, I'm going to go, I'm going to have to find somewhere to eat right after. Nah, my protein shake was convenient.
True.
I just have a protein shake, have it digest by the ride home. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So from my ride home to, you know, from the gym to home, my protein shake's already digested.
Talk closer.
So from the ride home to, from the gym to home, my protein shake has already been digested. So there's no, you know, going home, having to cook egg whites or drink my egg whites and then having to wait to digest the food before going to bed.
Okay.
That's one thing too that I want to talk about is, you know, that's probably a question you should ask me. Is it bad to eat? This is a question I've been getting a lot lately. Uh-huh. Is it bad to eat right before going to bed?
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen any of my posts that I posted about that lately. Mm. Let's go back to how we were as a baby.
Okay.
How many bottles of milk do a baby have?
I have no clue, man. I don't have a baby, so I don't know. Well, maybe like 5 or 6 a day, I'm guessing.
How many meals am I eating a day?
Yeah, that's 6. That's true.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So going back to that, it was the same. Before a baby went to bed, did you, huh?
Like, you wouldn't feed him, right? Or you would feed him? I don't know, man. You're trying to, I see you trying to lead me somewhere, but I don't know.
I'm trying to lead you somewhere. Okay, yeah. So look. All the mothers out there, you know that your babies usually go to bed with the bottle of milk. They fall asleep with the bottle of milk. Oh, sometimes true. That's how they fall asleep.
Yeah.
You give them a bottle of milk. Are you going to reject that? A baby's crying for a bottle of milk. Are you going to reject that?
No.
Why?
They're hungry.
They're hungry. Yeah. And babies are need that milk to grow. Yeah,
for protein, it's part also,
of their protein. Every bottle of milk is measured the same. There goes portioning. It's the same way.
Wow.
Now a bottle of milk just went to solid food. Mm. Real food this time. Now we have our carbs, fats, proteins, veggies, every single meal, almost.
Wow.
So think about it that now.
You just converted. You blew my mind right now. I bet you like a lot of the listeners, like I never thought of it that way.
You never thought of it like that,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
So why did we change that way of dieting? Why did we change that?
I think it's because of timing.
It's like, timing. Yeah. It's the time of our work schedule. Our work schedule messes up our diet, but it's never too late to boost up your metabolism again. People say, oh, my metabolism slowed down because I'm old.
Yeah.
No, I've helped old people get back on track. I've helped, you know, a lot of people get their metabolism back. You know, they had a slow metabolism, and it's because of their schedule. It's because of the time that they were eating. Food timing is important. Getting the carbs in earlier in the day. Get your sugars in earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
A reason why you want to get your sugars earlier in the day is to spike up that insulin. Your sugars, natural sugars. You don't want to have a candy or you know, chocolate. You get fruits in the morning. You get them earlier in the morning. It will help you out through the rest. You got your sugars in. You already burnt those sugars by noon.
Yeah.
Then no more sugar, no more fruit. At night, fruit shouldn't be an option anymore.
Yeah,
you going in the bed. No, you should have, you know, lean protein such as egg whites. That's when, you know, it's, that's when I say food timing. You don't want to have a whole bowl of oatmeal. You don't want to have brown rice, or you don't want to have something heavy before going to bed. It's not.
Yeah.
Bottle of milk isn't heavy. It's just that the baby's body is burning it consistently because of the same amount of calories.
Mm.
You do the same thing with us, it's going to work the same way.
True. That's true. Wow. So, like one thing that interests me was, like, since you're entering this competition in July, right? Like, I'm pretty sure it gets kind of pricey, like, to enter one of these competitions. Like do you have supporters that are, like, I call them sponsors, but I know you're calling them supporters, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you have any supporters that help you, like, you know, fund this venture that you're in? Or
yes.
Trying to get into?
So, yeah. So, shoot how... sorry. Huge shout out to my work, Muscle Maker Grill. They're helping me through a lot. I mean, obviously, I work with them, and I told them about this competition that I want to do. And right away, my boss called, you know, the higher ups and all that stuff, and asked if I could get sponsored. So they actually allowed me to get. So managers, I'm a manager at work as well, and also a brand ambassador for work. So Muscle Maker Grill, come check us out at Santa Ana location. So Muscle Maker Grill actually does healthy. We're a healthy, casual alternative to fast food. And so they actually sponsored me. I would say they sponsored me because I get free food. Four to five meals a day when I'm working, I get my meals covered.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they're allowing me to eat every 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
So
that's cool.
There's times that they that's why I say supporters.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're not only sponsoring me and just leaving me be, they're actually supporting me with the journey and supporting me with everything.
Yeah.
There's times where they work their schedule. They would work my schedule around where I'll be able to get gym time in.
Oh, that's tight.
Just the other week, I had a meeting, a breakfast with the Chamber of Commerce of Santa Ana.
Wow.
So they had me come in for breakfast with them, and then I was scheduled to come in from 2 to close or whatever. So that time frame, that breakfast was 8 to 9.
Yeah.
So from, you know, 10 to 2, I was free. And my boss was like, hey, I'm giving you 10 to 2. You're free. So you could go hit the gym.
Wow, that's really
cool. So, you know, they're really understanding with that. Another one, a huge shout out is Pump SoCal Nutrition out of Long Beach. They're on 4th and Pine.
Oh, yeah.
So I just signed a contract with them last month. So they're really supportive. I want to say supporters. I don't have a full-on sponsorship with them.
Okay.
I'm also their brand ambassador.
What's a brand ambassador?
So a brand ambassador, I promote the company.
Okay.
Through social media, through the gyms, wearing clothes. So they do provide me with free clothing, free shirts. Free.
What you're wearing? Oh, that's old. That's somebody else. Let's not mention them because they're not sponsoring us or you. So whatever. It's a nice shirt. This burgundy.
Yeah, it's a nice shirt. But you know what? Hey, it's it's a nice shirt.
Let's leave it at that, because I mean, they're not sponsoring you or me, so what's the point?
Yeah. So yeah, but they throw me clothes. They throw me I actually get a free. Well, I'm not drinking protein shakes right now, but they actually throw me a free. So well, cool thing about Pump SoCal Nutrition is they actually have fresh fruit smoothies at their store. So you guys looking for that, something healthy, something with protein and, you know, fresh fruit. You can't beat fresh fruit. So come check out Pump SoCal Nutrition. They're out in Long Beach, again, 4th and Pine. I get my supplements from there now. They tell me everything that, you know, what supplements to take. They're very knowledgeable on supplements as well. They have, they're very particular what supplements they also carry. Okay. So you're not going to get, you know, thrown in there and like trying to just, you know, take your money and just give you whatever. Yeah. They're going to give you the knowledge of what these specific supplements do to your body and whether you need it or not. Okay. So even if you wanted to pick up something, they're going to let you know, hey, why do you want that? Mm. You know, they'll tell you, hey, you'll save money this way if you went this route. Or you don't need that, so you don't even need to buy that. Yeah. So they're real with you. They'll keep it real
with you. That's how I like. I like people like that. Like, they're gonna be straight up with you, even they're gonna lose some money. Exactly. Like, yeah, at least they're, I mean, they're honest. I like they're honesty, honest.
Especially with restaurants. And you ask them, hey, how is that? So-so.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're honest. Yeah. I like that. They deserve a Yelp review. Yeah. You know? So, another one would be my boy, Joshua Kipp. Josh Kipp. He started Loyal Lifters. So Loyal Lifters, I'm brand ambassador. Actually, if you guys look at my Facebook or IG, you'll see a Loyal Lifters, me wearing their hats, wearing shirts. Or you see a video with me and Josh working out at Self Made out in the city of Costa Mesa. So Self Made is a private gym. You'll have to have a trainer or get invited to work out there. Awesome gym. I'm thankful for them to allow me the opportunity to work out there, do a few videos there.
That's cool.
So Loyal Lifters, if you guys are interested in our clothing and Loyal Lifters clothing, you mentioned Mish as a promo code, you actually receive 10% off the clothing. Okay. So that's a really cool thing. We're trying to get the positivity as well with Loyal Lifters. So Loyal Lifters' slogan is, blood makes you family, and loyalty makes you blood makes you related, loyalty makes you family. So that's a little thing that Loyal Lifters say on their, cool. on their things.
Like their slogan?
Yeah. Like, and then Loyal Lifters, you know, I live that lifestyle, so I'm loyal to lifting weights.
So that's why, you know, perfect match right there.
Yeah, perfect match. But huge shout out to Josh for starting this up, and, you know, I want to see him succeed in Loyal Lifters, and I hope he's, you know, listening to this thing.
Yeah, right now, I'm pretty sure he is. I mean, if he's not, then he fucked up, because this is, you're giving him a good sponsor.
I'm giving him a little shout out right now.
And you're giving him a lot of, like, what's it called? Like, a lot of rep, you know? Yeah. What's it called? Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Josh, give this guy more clothing. You know, while you're at it, send me some stuff. You know, I'll wear it. I don't lift. I mean, I lift tacos and tortas and ice cream, but I don't think that's the branding you're trying to set, you know, like the route you're trying to go. But I wear a hat, you know, I wear hats every day. I represent you, and I'm loyal to podcasting, so I'm loyal to something. All right, well, yeah, I mean, are those like all your sponsors or what?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
For like now. On your trunks, like, do you have all those sponsors? Or, like,
for the competition, I'm actually going to have to get something printed on. With all my sponsors on there, I have to get clothing. I'm looking at clothes that what I want to wear that day. That's gonna have, you know, make it have my sponsors all on there.
Yeah.
Trunks, yeah. So my trunks will have all my sponsors on there, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what I'll be on stage with. Other than that, those are the three as of right now.
Oh, that's cool. That's good. I mean, that's a good start.
Yeah, in a matter of 5 weeks. I mean, picked up 3 sponsorships, done photo shoot for Pump SoCal. They gave them a professional fitness photo. It's my first one, so I was pretty excited about that.
That's good.
Many more to come.
Yeah.
So there'll be more photo shoots coming up soon. Do a photo shoot for Loyal Lifters. I'm going to do a photo shoot again for Pump SoCal. And yeah, there's gonna be more. More opportunities are just coming my way. So, you know, stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
Tell them, like, if you want a before and after, to use me as your before and your after and watch. They're gonna ask why, like, how, what you did to shrink, because I'm taller than you, a little bit taller. But, I mean, they could just cut my knees or something, like, you know, just my upper body. I have a gut and
boobs. Just cut it from right there, just the torso. Just
so
torso.
There you go, man. I'm perfect, bro, for your before.
Yeah. Before pictures.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to close it out. This is the time where I let you, you know, tell us more about, like, your social. Like, give us your social where people could find you. Obviously, a shout out to your supporters, you know. Now this is the time, and then after this, we're gonna play one of my favorite games, you know. So I'm gonna let you, you know, go through the list and go ahead and shout them out. And your social, I mean, your Facebook, Instagram, whatever you got.
All right. First of all, let me give a shout out and huge thank you to my supporters, Muscle Maker Grill. You got Pump SoCal Nutrition and Loyal Lifters. So huge shout outs to those three right now. Has been very supportive, having my back and keeping me on my toes with my fitness lifestyle, being supportive with my posts and being supportive with everything that I'm doing right now as far as going towards the competition. Huge shout out to also my coach, which wants to stay low key for now until we go big. So if you guys want to follow me on my social media, so my Instagram is going to be Dominguez_Mish. And then my Snapchat is easy. It's Snap with Mish. Facebook, just type out my full name. And I'm not going to spell that full name right now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had a little trouble. I don't understand why, but I had trouble seeing your name for some reason, which I know your name. I've been knowing you since high school, so... Shame on me, I guess.
So, yeah, just remember Mish and then Shael.
Yeah, and remember that's also one of the, like, the codes. I mean, like...
The promo code. So, the promo code for Loyal Lifters for 10% off is Mish. Just M-I-S-H. Just say that Mish, you heard about it from Mish, and you just shoot him a DM, shoot him a message on Instagram or on Facebook, and receive 10% off your order. What else? Facebook,
I don't know. Instagram. You got everything? You got everything out the way?
Yeah, I think that's everything.
All right, well, guys, I know this is my favorite part. Hopefully it's your guys' favorite part too. This is the time where we play Would You Rather. Yeah. All right, well, for our new listeners and for Michelle, the Would You Rather is basically the standard version where I give you two options. Two scenarios, but I play with the comedy Bang Bang Twist, which is I improvise. You have to ask me questions. You can't decide. I'm going to give you 5 minutes, and those 5 minutes, you have to ask me questions about each scenario. And at the end of the 5 minutes, then you choose pretty much. You know, I think it's simple. A lot of people, for some reason, they get hung up on the questions part. Like, you can decide. And if you do decide, and I say, if you do decide, then I'm going to take points away. All right? The scenario for today is, would you rather have big teeth or big ears? All right? Let me open up the floor for questions now. So you can ask me whatever you want about both scenarios.
All right. So benefits of the big teeth.
Okay.
What are the benefits of big teeth?
You gotta be more specific.
Hey, I could be able to eat more, right? I mean, how would that affect me eating?
You can't close your mouth for one part. Like, if you have big teeth, like, your mouth, you're always gonna be showing both
parts. I'll be smiling everywhere I go, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
You smile, so benefits is.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, you have big teeth, so you can't really brush them, so you always have some food stuck in there.
Okay, big ears.
Yeah, you're able to hear, like, you're able everything? To pick up, like, you are pretty much a walking satellite dish. So you can pick up different channels. And, like, by blinking, you get to change the channel, what you hear.
By blinking?
Yeah, by blinking. So, like, let's say you get into something good. Like, you blink, and then it's going to change the channel. And you don't know how to change it back. You don't know how.
You can't change it back?
No.
Nah. See, this sounds like there's more benefits with the bigger ears. What are the... okay.
You gotta be more specific.
Teeth. Yeah, big teeth, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
That would prevent me from eating.
No, you can probably. Still eat, but a lot I of can't. Your food will, like, get off the sides because...
So I can't eat no solid foods with that?
You can. You'll chop up, like, you could chop them up, like, if you use your molars, like, the grinders. But, I mean, you can't really use your front teeth that much. I mean, unless you want to get lots of food stuck in there. Like, you're a good brusher.
Okay,
in the
so
front.
You got benefits. You have a benefit of hearing everything.
Yeah.
There's changing channels with the big ears.
Yeah.
As far as those benefits, what are the benefits with the big teeth?
Well, you're a model for smile care.
For smile care?
Yeah, you're the perfect,
So they don't make a picture. They don't make a poster. They just gotta literally just take a picture.
Yeah, I mean, there's Photoshop, so they could always just Photoshop the teeth. I mean,
So what's the point? There's Photoshop. They just Photoshop my teeth too.
Yeah, but I mean, in personal and like in your
how my teeth look though. They're straight.
They look straight. They're clean. No braces ever. You never had to use braces, but you know your teeth are like white. They're the perfect shade of white that people are trying to get with those fake whitening strips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to have the trouble with those fake whitening strips.
No, never. You never have to. But like I said, it's hard for you. It's like, they're super white, so they attract animals. Like, they're pretty much, like, at night.
No cavities, no nothing?
Like, the way that the moon shines into your teeth, it looks like light to some what's it called, moths and
so
stuff?
So, you're telling me with the big teeth, I'm pretty much have a full-on sponsorship with dentists, right?
Pretty much. You're full-on a perfect sponsor. Patient.
Because, a perfect patient.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect representative for dentists out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Be like, oh, this is how your teeth's supposed to look like. It's just vicious teeth, right?
Exactly.
So, this is a tough one. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
All right.
Perfect teeth. Versus hearing everything.
You're not going to ask me what happens at night at all? Because you don't want to know, like...
What you mean?
You can't hear, like, you can't you can't shut them off, ever. Like, okay, you're always going to be hearing stuff.
So, yeah, at night, I mean, you can't close your mouth.
You can't. You got a special tarp made just for your teeth, so you can be able to... Because you got to check a lot of animals at night, because the way the moon hits your teeth, it looks like... Like LED lights. That's how white your teeth are.
So you can't close your mouth.
You
can't close. Right?
So you need like you made a special like mask, like a tarp. Pretty much, they made
a tarp.
A tarp. That's
a tarp
how big
for your mouth.
Yeah, I mean you don't. A mask isn't enough. You needed a tarp.
So when you sleep with the tarp on.
Pretty much.
Okay, so when you sleep, what happens at night with the big ears then?
But you need some big plugs because your ears are so big. You need plugs because you can't ever shut them off.
Okay, but you got
you hear white noise though, so you can't really sleep either. You have insomnia because of your ears.
So that takes away from the coolness of the ears.
Exactly, man, I'm telling you, my whole point is to ruin both scenarios for you, to choose the worst out of the worst, basically.
The worst out of the worst.
That's how I put it.
Hey, you know what? It's probably better off you go with the worst out of the worst sometimes.
Hey, the worst from the worst.
Hey, well, what's the cool thing about that? Well, I got the worst out of the worst.
Yeah. And I have one more question.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shoot me one more question.
One more question. Well, what are these? What do you hear when you do blink? What type of channels or what type of things can you listen to?
DirecTV, baby, DirecTV.
Aw, dude, not that HBO stuff.
Nah, I mean, you hear whatever's on DirecTV, so HBO, Cinemax, whatever. You pick up every channel, but let's say
not that Verizon Fios.
Not Verizon, man. They're not a sponsor to this show.
Yeah, they're
so
not
a
sponsor to that either.
But DirecTV, wherever you're at, look, I'm giving a free spot. Free slot, just for you. Just hit me up. So, yeah, man, I can't believe you didn't ask me some other questions. Oh, never mind. It's not important. I forgot the question that I was going to tell you. Yeah. All right, well, which one would you rather, have big ears or big teeth?
I have the big ears.
Big ears?
Yeah.
All right, guys. There you have it, guys. Big ears.
You know, my ears are small right now.
Oh, all right.
So, Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess he just chose it because that's what he wishes to have now.
It's different. It's different. Big teeth. I don't know about sleeping with a tarp.
Yeah, true.
I see there's more benefits. I still eat normal with the teeth I got now.
Yeah, it's true.
Bigger ears. It'll be cool.
Oh, I was going to tell you, you didn't ask me if became a superhero. You became a superhero because you could hear crime also, not just TV.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're a super, but...
Hey, look, I chose the right one then.
You don't want to be a superhero?
Why I get a superhero? Because I could hear crime, right?
Oh, yeah. You chose... Oh, big ears. Yeah, I forgot. Fuck, I was trying to ruin it for you. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's what he chose. But you know what? It's not the end. Because there's still one more thing I like to do, which is I like to give you guys a riddle. All right? Hopefully you guys are answering. Hopefully you guys are going to my Instagram or Facebook and trying to solve the riddle. Okay, well today's riddle is I am a seed with three letters in my name. Take away the two letters and I still sound the same. What am I? All right, guys, there you guys go. Another episode down. All right, you guys could follow me on Instagram, Facebook, which is the same for both, is Let Me Know Pod, LemeKnow, Let Me Know Pod. And that's Instagram and Facebook. And if you have any questions for me, maybe you guys want to shoot me a would you rather, or maybe you guys just need a problem solved, just send it to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank Mishael for being here today. I know it was a long episode, but, you know, I appreciated every single minute. I enjoyed every single minute of it. Thank you for your time, and guys, thank you guys. I know you guys could be doing something else, but I appreciate that you guys are listening to me. All right, well, there you guys have it. Till next episode, I'll let you guys go, but I love you all. Bye. We put the good in the good in the good life. The good life. We put the good in the good in the good life. I said the good life. Some Clico in a glass, have a toast of success. No looking back from here, no more being broke and distressed. I put my heart into this game like I opened my chest. We only pray for more M's while you hope for the best. We make these plays, man, I'm finessing these checks. Time's up for everybody, I'm collecting old debts. And I swear this champagne just tastes better on jets. I'm just out here being great, man, this is real as it gets. I put my team in position, now they making a killing. Stacking blue faces straight to the ceiling. Out in Vegas, I'm with them, ordering bottles of the Ace when they sent them, till it ain't enough space up on the table to fit them. Go ahead and raise up.